The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Joe Coy is going to be at the Ralston Arena. That's in our city. In
November
next,
14th.
Next month, right? Okay.
Yeah.
You can phone the program a little later on. And actor Paul Reiser and comedian Paul Reiser, too. Going to phone there in just a little bit.
Momentarily.
He's due. We're all back. Nick's here today, the whole time. How was your commercial shoot?
It was fun.
You okay? Right. We're going to see it anytime? Or is that like an app thing? Is that going to
I'm not sure if it's just going to be online or.
Okay.
Or, I think they did one for the same company previously that was online.
Do you play a character in this?
Yeah, I played like a hick.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. You had to break out the, what is this, rushy stuff?
That's a reach.
Right? Yeah, it sure is. I put a fruit snack in my lip, so it looked like I had dip in my mouth.
Hey, somebody dug up a photo. I don't know how they found it. Looks like you as Ace in high school.
I don't think that was me.
I didn't think it was you either. But it shows four dudes, nobody with long hair, and it showed you all in Kiss makeup.
Yeah, I think that was
and
just
And said from Nick's high school.
Yeah,
But you're kind of cut off, so I really couldn't tell if it was you or not. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I don't think
you recognize other dudes because they'd be your buddies.
No, and I think I would have remembered.
Yeah, your buddies
being in the picture.
Yeah,
yeah, that's definitely not me.
Yeah, yeah. I think the funny part about that photo is because I remember a bunch of guys in my high school all dressing like Kiss, but they all had long hair, so it worked a little better. when I see dudes in Kiss makeup just with their regular hair, because most kids just wear it short, especially in that era. It just looks kind of stupid.
Yeah, and that's what we did. When I was in high school, that's what we did. We were just short-haired dudes.
Yeah, with
the face paint.
Exactly.
Yeah. And these guys, this face paint looks a lot better than what
everyone
we were
in Kiss has hair, don't they?
Well, I'm just saying, they all wore long hair all the time. Wigs or not, they were long hair. Craig, what do you got for us till Paul Reiser phones?
Mike on the email, sure glad to have you back, Nick.
Yep.
Show's not the same without you.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's nice of him.
I tend to agree. Yeah.
Did I get to have the loss from the car and who's taller?
Was the best. That was the best, yeah. Yeah. We enjoyed that. That's why we called you.
I really thought you'd be taller.
There was a 50-50 chance you'd lose that and be in the car.
Well, someone mentioned that, you know, you're in the car. You had your phone right there. You could have cheated, but, you know, Nick.
Not while you're driving. You're not going to Google while you're driving. That's dangerous.
Nick doesn't play that way.
No.
Yeah, you've got to respect the integrity of the game.
You're right. You take a loss. You take a loss.
Yeah, we could all sit here and Google, but we don't.
No, I couldn't.
Well, yeah, that would take
all the
fun out of
it. I guess on my phone I could, but.
Could on your phone.
Hang on a second here.
It's easy to cheat.
All right.
But don't, we don't mess with the integrity of who's taller and who's older.
No way.
Here it is. Prostatrinex. Guaranteed to shrink your prostate and restore a healthy urine flow.
Jesus, can you say that any louder?
Sorry. Look, see, it's got a money-back guarantee. And saw palmetto, that's what you want.
What's saw palmetto?
Saw palmetto, that's a naturally occurring thing. It's like a fruit or a berry. I don't know what it is. FYI, they also sell quite a few natural supplements for erectile dysfunction.
You're sleeping with my daughter, Martin.
Sorry.
I can't talk to you about stuff.
Sorry, it's the pot.
Yeah.
I get chatty.
Comiskey Method, first of all, Paul Reiser with us. Paul, when that came on, when you showed up on that show, because we all love that show. By the way, welcome. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
When when you came on that show, the ponytail, they put a belly on you. I don't know what it was. And I kept looking, and I recognized the voice, but I'm thinking, and it took me maybe two scenes before I just Googled it. And I said, is Paul Reiser on this show now? That was a great a great part. Congratulations. I love that.
Well, let me first of all say thank you for understanding that they put a belly on me and a ponytail, because I got a lot of calls going, he's let himself go. What has happened to him?
And, you know, Paul, that was
I just saw him last month. He looked so much healthier. Yeah. What has happened?
Yeah, I didn't see you in person.
He lost everything.
But I could tell right away they fattened you up with a belly suit, because if you have a gut like that, you're going to have more fat around your face. That's usually how it works.
Oh, I got to confess, it took me a minute.
You're very kind. Yeah, I'm actually the very picture of health and fitness.
Yeah.
If you look at the cover of Men's Fitness, you'll see, well, it's not my face, it's another guy, but you'll see that that's what I'm trying for.
Yeah. How long does it take?
They did.
Go ahead, Paul.
They wanted to age me up when they invited me on the show, and I said, I would love to be on that, because I saw the first season and loved it.
Yeah.
And then Chuck Lorre, who created it, he said, well, we want you to be, Michael Douglas's buddy, so we're going to age you up.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you call me however old you want.
Right.
No, we're going to physically age you.
Okay.
And then he said, we're going to ponytail. And I said, well, I have my own gut. He said, we're going to give you more gut. And then I said, the only thing, you make sure we do it well, because when you see aging done badly on TV, it looks like a high school production of Death of a Salesman.
It does.
It's like, that's 12-year-old with a gray powder in his hair. But no, they got these great guys, and every morning I go in for 2.5 hours, and they put a bald cap, and then they put makeup on it, and they're great. So it's been great fun, and we just started the third, and what will be the final season? They're going to wrap it up.
There is a third season, good. I know with COVID and everything.
There's a third season. It'll probably be somewhere next year,
Excellent.
Looking forward to it.
And you know what? And obviously playing off those particular actors on that show, and you stole some scenes. It was amazing. I love that role. Like I said,
it's a great show. Thank you. It's great writing, and you get to play, you're playing with the best. I mean, Alan Arkin and Michael Douglas and Sarah Baker, who plays Michael's daughter.
Did they make you audition? Or did you just look at that and say, yeah?
No, Chuck Lorre was a creator. This is how crazy show business is sometimes. This doesn't always work. So kids out there, don't count on this. But Chuck Lorre is we worked together years and years ago, so we've kept in touch. And I just called him to tell him how great I thought the show was, the Kalinske Method.
Right.
I said, it was very different than everything he'd done, and it was beautiful. And I jokingly said, why don't you and I come up with a show like that? Two old guys sitting in a car. Come on, I could do that all day. I do that all day. So he said, well, how would you like to be on this show? I went, okay, yes. And because he had this character in mind, and I think he I don't know that he would have thought of me, because he would have wanted somebody older.
Right.
But when I called him, he started thinking. He said, what if we age you a little? This would work. So I kind of stumbled into it, and
it's a great role.
It was one of those nice moments.
And like you said,
speaking of stumbling into, we got to talk about this new show on Peacock.
Let's do this.
There's Johnny. So There's Johnny. Here's another crazy story that showbiz doesn't work this way. I did this show. I'm not in it, but I wrote it with my buddy and David Simon, and we did it about 2 years ago, and we had 7 episodes. And what is it? It takes place in 1972 at the Tonight Show, behind the scenes, the people who work at the Tonight Show. And it is really about two young kids, 20 and 25, who work at the Tonight Show. And we use clips of the Tonight Show. But the kid, the reason I was sort of stumbling, the kid is this 19-year-old farm, literally off a farm in Nebraska, who happens to sort of accidentally stumble his way into the Tonight Show. And before you know it, he's working there. And so he is sort of the audience's eyes. He's sort of looking at this crazy world of show business. And so 2 years ago, it was on Hulu. It was up. Apparently, they only had it for 2 years, and then it disappeared. And I went, what do you mean? How do people watch it now? And I went, they don't. I said, well, that's not good. That's not a good thing.
No.
It was such a good show, and the people in it. And the other lovely surprise is the star of it, Jane Levy, has since, in the time, the 2 years since we did the show, she went on to be the star of Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, which is a huge hit.
I know that actress. She's really good. She's really good, yeah.
She's brilliant, and she's so heartbreaking in this. She's so good in this show. So I called the people at Peacock, who were just starting to, they launched this summer, and I said, this show, There's Johnny, is about Peacock. It's about the NBC Tonight Show, and it stars the star of your other show, one of your other shows. wouldn't this be a good show for Peacock? And they went, yes, it would, actually.
How'd you get the rights?
Said, yes. It never happens. I call people all the time.
It sounds like you call people
Nobody's ever said,
hey.
Yeah, Paul, that's a good idea.
I don't know. You called Chuck Lorre and he hired you. It sounds like you just call people and they give you a job, Paul. Paul Reiser with
it. I called you. I've got nothing so far, by the way.
That's a good idea. You won't get anything out of this.
Up nothing.
So how did you get the rights to how do you get the rights to use Johnny to use the old clips for a
Yeah, because you didn't cast a guy for Johnny Carson.
It's a good question. Yeah. Yeah, well, we couldn't do it without them, and we wanted to make sure we had their blessing, and we wanted to use the clips. So we went to, there's a guy named Jeff Sotzing, who was a producer on the original Tonight Show, and he's actually Johnny's nephew. He's older than me now, but we pitched him this show, and we said, you know, it's about a kid who really doesn't have any idea what he's doing, but he keeps messing up, but he can't get into trouble because Johnny has taken a shine to him. And he said, you know, that's my life story. I went, no, I don't know that.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, my uncle Johnny asked me to come on to the show, and I didn't know what I would do. And he said, we'll figure something out. And he ended up being there for 25 years and sort of worked his way up the food chain. So he loved the idea, and he gave us his blessing, and he partnered with us, and he gave us access to just take what you want. So we were like kids in a candy shop. We're going through these clips and saying, well, let's find a George Carlin clip and put a show around that. Let's find Albert Brooks. You know, so there are great clips in the show of old vintage Carson shows. But what's really, I think, unique about this show is, you know, for people 50 and older who remember Johnny Carson, it's a nice nostalgic visit, but it's not about them. And what it's really about is these two kids thrown into this crazy world of 1972 when the culture and the country were sort of really in turmoil in a different way than it is now.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it really should appeal to really across the ages, and it's very funny, but it's also very touching. It's very different than any other show that I know of. So I'm thrilled that it's gotten a second life now.
Excellent, Peacock.
And,
yeah.
Nobody saw it the first time, so
no, I want
to
see
it. I'm going door to door, town to town, telling people to watch it, because you're gonna like it.
As executive producer, did you slip any clips of you?
Well, he went on it in '72.
No,
Paul Reiser
no,
wasn't.
I didn't do the show. It would have.
It would have been the '80s.
In 1972, I was a kid.
Right.
So, I would have been. It would have been me home alone. You know, with the door locked is what you would have seen.
Yeah.
You know, we were just talking.
We gotta go.
We were talking the other day that we could use a classically trained pianist on the show. So we'll have our people reach out.
Oh, you know what? I'll make a call.
Okay. Right.
Paul Reiser,
I'm here. Well, listen, I hope you enjoy it. Check it out. If you figure out how to get Peacock, I have to have somebody explain that to me.
Yeah.
But if you have Peacock, go check it out. It's called There's Johnny, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Good luck, man.
Thanks for your time.
All right, see you. Paul Reiser, he's always good.
So you can just go to your smart TV and find the Peacock app and download it that way.
Yeah.
If you have a smart TV.
Or if you're Apple TV, Roku, Fire Stick, whatever you use. To access all that stuff, there should be a Peacock app available.
You can find the app that way.
All yep. Right.
He should have hung on for 20 more seconds to know
enough.
How to get his own show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And go back to Netflix and watch The Kaminsky Method.
It's an amazing, amazing show.
I'm happy that there's going to be a third season, but bummed that it'll be the final.
They're famous stars. So,
but that, because that's just such a good show.
Yeah, it's cool.
Easy binge, too. They're half-hour episodes. And
brilliant,
like you said,
brilliant writing.
Only two seasons in the tank so far.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Joe Coy going to phone a little later on. Joe's going to be out doing some comedies at the Ralston Arena in November 14th, I believe, right? Our buddy T.J. Miller's going to call tomorrow. I think T.J.'s shows at the Funny Bone are sold out, right?
They did officially sell out, yes.
But T.J.'s a cool guy. He still calls the show.
And Ralston is pretty much Omaha. Unless you ask the people of Ralston, then they're their own sovereign nation.
They want nothing to do with it.
They'd like our tax money, but they ain't getting it. Yeah. Thank you to Paul Reiser, Craig.
That was cool. Yeah.
Tonight, Thursday night football is the Falcons and the Panthers.
God. Nobody cares? Wants the Falcons. Are just nobody wants to. By the way, there's audio of them telling Todd Gurley not to score. Apparently, I saw that headline.
Oh, somebody was mic'd up and they caught
it. They got some audio. Don't effing score, basically.
But the Falcons are.
And then he scored?
Eddie scored.
Yeah, for a 1-5 team, they're the funnest team to watch. They're the funnest 1-5 team to watch because they tank it at the end, except when they're playing the Vikings.
Well, they're 1-6.
1-6, okay.
They could be the most talented 1-6 team ever.
And haven't they lost like 3 games this season in the last minute?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's impressive.
Yep.
Well, they had a nice lead, and the other team came from behind, like the Super Bowl. Yep.
They're never going to get over that Super Bowl loss.
Yeah, they've lost fourth quarter leads like 4 times.
Super Bowl is just a big dark cloud over them. I think that's ever since.
Yeah, well, it seems
and
to
screw
linger.
Them. We've always said screw them and everything they stand for.
Right.
Because they let the Patriots win a damn Super Bowl.
28-3.
Yeah. Right.
Do they still have anybody on the team who was on the – well, Julio Jones.
Yeah, Matt Ryan, Julio Jones. Those guys.
Yeah. Right, quarterback's still there.
It's going to be until those guys are gone that they can get over
that. It's a darkness over that particular.
Yeah, there's a culture problem there. The culture of losing in the last minute.
God, that's I ain't going to watch that game. I might turn on for a second. It's football.
I missed having some sports
what
on
college
last
is tonight?
Night.
None in the top 25, but I didn't look into the.
It's a Thursday night, probably some lesser.
I imagine Central Arkansas or Arkansas State is playing.
Oh, Arkansas State's every week, man.
So Central Arkansas.
I know.
No. South Alabama and Georgia Southern.
Oh, you can't. You throw out the record books in that game.
And Colorado State and Fresno State. And Fresno is not a state.
It's not.
So they're not too scared to play?
No, they're not.
Logan wants to see the Husker Moms suit up and play the Wisconsin Moms.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
That's some heavy-duty women
Give us something to do. Yeah.
Wisconsin Moms are full of cheese.
So, yeah, they'd be called all the walk-ons moms.
They got some big, fat moms on both sides.
Yeah, I think Wisconsin, on the line at least, defensive and offensive line, would have the advantage.
Yeah, because of cheese.
See, that's the problem with those lingerie football leagues. They never have the offensive and defensive lines are never big enough.
Well, you don't want them to be because it's a visual.
If it's going to be true to football,
yeah,
you got to have a belly hanging out,
right?
Yeah, you need a beefy line.
No, you don't want that lingerie league.
300 pounders on the line.
There are some guys who would be into that.
Yeah, most of them wouldn't be. They wouldn't sell any tickets. I've seen that game. It's better when the chicks are just in shape and tight.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Wisconsin Plumpers. Here they come with their fat offensive line.
Start writing your letters now. Who's scared? Kids got COVID. They could be in trouble when you get COVID. It could have lifelong consequences.
They should have built bye weeks into the season.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. Big Ten sucks. Well, leave the Big Ten. Shut up.
Yeah, there's a reason they didn't play at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
This is it.
Global pandemic.
Yeah.
But every conference in the world would want us.
Whatever.
Right. Well, yeah, especially after they see you're the world beaters that you were, the Big Ten. You chalk up an easy win.
This is a Husker fan talking, by the way.
Yes, he is. That's why we let Nick talk.
Yeah.
Well, it's all right. We're still waiting on the Big Ten adjusting to Nebraska.
Oh, I would keep hearing that, yeah.
To add extra numbers to their scoreboard.
Husker fan wants to be Nick Allen.
Keep talking.
Yeah, go Big Red.
Published Monday in the journal Scientific Reports, a new look at fossils recovered from Antarctica in the 80s, the 1980s.
Back in the 1900s.
Yeah, that's true.
Suggests that these fossils may actually be the largest flying bird ever. It's called Pelagornithid, a now extinct group of birds that had wingspans of up to 21 feet.
Good God.
Oh, that's not true. They taught me in Christian school that didn't exist.
Yeah, Jesus wrote on that bird.
Had that call
yesterday. No, they said that there wasn't room for them on the ark.
Oh,
that's why they're
right.
Not around anymore.
This one was flying around, though.
That ark story holds some water, doesn't it?
Well, it would have had to fly for 40 days. Can't fly around for 40 days. Eventually, you got to touch down somewhere.
Good point.
What's the name of this bird?
Well, you can touch down the boat.
Pelagornithid.
No, on top.
A what?
A pelagornithid.
Yeah, you can't have your dogs out.
21 feet, man. You couldn't have your humans out either.
There's a pelagornithid flying around. You couldn't put your dog outside.
Or your bony grandma.
Teeth,
yeah.
Sharp beaks and very long pointed wings, the birds ate fish and squid in the southern oceans of the world before the area was dominated by whales and seals.
It's probably good that we weren't around when this was happening, like human.
Oh, yeah.
We'd have been picked off all the time.
In this artist's rendering
at least 60 million years ago, they did it for at least 60 million years, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, we would have been totally the submissive species.
No, I love the old movies. The old movies had, you know, cavemen here when dinosaurs were here, and they're always great. They get eaten and stuff, then we realize later on through, I don't know, science, yeah, that we weren't here then.
Because right now, how many animals will just flat out kill you?
Enough.
A lot.
It really only takes one.
Yeah,
but not as many as back in the dinosaur
days. No, but a 21-foot bird is going
to,
you know.
Back in the dinosaur days, you would have to be scared of just about everything.
Right.
See, this artist rendering I'm looking at here, they look like just giant, angry seagulls.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it looks like something out of Waterworld.
Yeah.
They compare it in this article to an albatross. The lead study of the lead author of the study said that their fossil discovery shows that birds evolved to a truly gigantic size relatively quickly after the extinction of the dinosaurs and ruled over the oceans for millions of years.
Isn't that crazy?
They would have been formidable predators that evolved to be at the top of their ecosystem.
Oh, we know it's not true, Craig, because it's only been around for 6,000 years, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Forgot about that.
But you know they're strong if they're jumping down and pulling out squid.
Yeah.
My head would have exploded if one of those landed at the end of the driveway. I was just hanging out.
When you were high? Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're high or not. That's going to freak you out.
Your head would have been eaten.
Oh, yeah.
Suck it, Jesus.
No. Yeah.
Jesus is fine.
You wouldn't have been if that bird was around.
Nobody would.
You wouldn't have made it to 33 with that bird around.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right. Damn right, I'm right.
If these still existed, you'd have to be armed all the time if these still existed.
You exist. You get out of your car here at work, and there goes Nick.
Just looking for birds.
Well, and you need like a cannon.
Yeah.
They
didn't exist back then.
Small arms fire is just going to piss it off.
You got a rocket launcher on your shoulder.
You would just be prey and try to avoid them for as long as you could.
Yep.
And you'd be done pretty quickly.
We'd evolve to living underground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just evolved to living for a short time.
Well, maybe that's why the humans didn't evolve until these things were gone.
Maybe.
Because we wouldn't have made it.
Yeah.
We didn't stand a chance.
Even the monkeys. We came from monkeys, right, by the way.
Hey.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.